RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews What Men Want, now playing in area theaters.
I am not very good at chess. I focus on immediate, nearsighted moves rather than long-range strategy. However, I could see where What Men Want was headed every step of the way, at least 11 and a half moves in front of it. Moving past the obvious derivative nature of the premise, lifted from Nancy Myers's 2000 What Women Want, the scenario with a gender switch is so telegraphic and paint by numbers, it feels obligatory. Okay, I know where you're going to hit your head. Now let's act shocked for a few minutes, yada yada yada. Let's get on with it already. To save you two long hours in the theater, the twist is one cannot know what a man thinks. That comes from his heart, not his head. You're welcome. After you have a chuckle at the 7 credited writers, 3 from What Women Want and 4 for this bloated installment, let's meet our leading lady. Aulie Davis, played by Taraji P. Henson, is in a good mood. She is about to be named partner at the male-dominated sports agency she works at in Atlanta. After a humiliating episode of expectations thwarted, the boss tells Aulie, "You don't connect well with men, just stay in your lane." Aulie's lane are female Olympians and WNBA players. But in a fit of revenge, doused with hot-headed hubris, Aulie declares she will personally sign this year's number one NBA draft pick, whose father is a controlling LeVar Ball knockoff, Joe Dalla Berry, played by Tracy Morgan. Taking far too long to arrive at Ali's bump on the noggin moment, we arrive there via the film's best supporting character, Sister, played by Erica Badu, a suspect psychic who is far more equipped to sell you weed than prepare you for your future. Unfortunately, the writers opted for physical humor instead of more Sister. A prime example of the laggy script is Aulie takes far too long screaming, waving her hands around, and acting like a woman possessed, before Sister tells her the obvious, "How about you use this new gift to your advantage?" Soon enough, Aulie invades the secret poker night she always knew existed, but could not locate, sidles up to Joe Dalla and his prospect son, telling them just what they want to hear, and even begins a relationship with a lust-at-first-sight single dad, Will, played by Aldous Hodge. It's never a wise move to begin a new romance built upon a lie, but Joe Dalla treasures close family units, and a single power-hungry woman is not who he wants shaping his son's future. Quick on her feet and setting up the next hour's worth of fretting, Aulie passes off clueless Will as her husband and his little boy is their son. Hope that whopper doesn't blow up in her face later on. Our collective telepathy arrives via the setups. We know Aulie will trip up on the fake marriage. We know she will fall out with her friends because she can hear their significant others thinking to themselves about cheating. And we know co-worker relationships will turn around, with Aulie finally gaining the upper hand before succumbing to a power she is not equipped to handle. Henson is an Oscar nominee, and always a pleasure to watch on screen and on television. However, I wonder if anyone could successfully pull off such a manic performance director Adam Shankman clearly wants. Shankman desires frenetic, a true basket case. Someone like Tiffany Haddish most likely would have oversold that, but I suspect the direction for how Aulie comes off is a bit misplaced. What Men Want would connect with the audience on a deeper plane if Aulie employed her gift with more self-control and less physical flailing. The laughs do not come from the persistent slapstick pratfalls, but the more subtle humor. Erica Badu dealing out an Uno card in the middle of her tarot deck is hysterical. Aulie's straight-laced friend, the kind who always reminds everyone how she found her Lord Jesus Christ, mentioned she used to follow Two Live Crew on tour. The laughs lurk beneath layers of goof and even unnecessary characters. Aulie's father, played by Richard Roundtree, is around to show how he brought up her in a boxing gym, but it's superfluous to the story. It seems all the writer's ideas got through when a no-nonsense editor should have been ready with the delete button. Nobody, not the writers nor the director, considered the film would punch harder with a more composed, thoughtful humor, instead of its whoopee cushion equivalent. However, take a moment to appreciate the enjoyable early to mid-90s soundtrack. TLC's Creep plays as Ali first spies Will, Salt-N-Pepa's Push It accompanies the all-knees-and-elbows sex scene, and In Vogue evokes sass when Ali feels ready to conquer. 90s R&B can't help but enliven any dull movie. After the film reveals its expected wrap-up scenes, you will most likely remember those tunes on the way home, rather than anything you just watched. That is why I give What Men Want 2 out of 4 stars.
What Men Want is rated R, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Tyrone, Luxury 10. Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.